Well, here we are with Monday's edition of In Case You Missed It. Well, we talked about a lot of stuff this morning, Tony. Talked about the guy from Storage Wars losing $7.5 million.
Well, but it was somebody else's lucky day.
Yeah, it sure was. Have you seen, and I always have to ask Tony if he's seen a popular show because he hasn't watched television since 1991.
Hey, there's a free one at the oil change place. I watch the TV in there sometimes.
Have you heard of Storage Wars?
Ah, they had that on before.
Okay, so you've seen, you know what Storage Wars is. The bunch of people go, they auction off, sight unseen.
Yes.
These storage lockers.
Yeah, I know of this show.
I've always wanted to do it since I saw the show the first time. But I always know I'm going to get like a zonk. I'm going to buy it and it's going to be crap.
Yeah, an odd sock collection from somebody with tore up feet.
Well, Dan Dotson, he's a star of Storage Wars. He recently sold off a storage unit for $500, but then later found out it had $7.5 million in it. The money was in a safe. It's not clear if he knew the safe was in there or why he didn't try to open it himself, but the new owner did and found the cash.
That is awesome.
After finding the money, the new owner got a call from an attorney representing the original owners of the unit.
Wow.
They offered the new owner $600,000 to return the cash.
Done.
Both sides eventually settled on $1.2
million.
Wow. So he got $1.2 million for $500.
Imagine. I'd be the guy who got the unit that would have the largest silly straw collection in it. Hey, can I have that guy's unit?
That's worth nothing.
Mine sucks.
Man.
Wow.
Well, they're going to have a great Christmas, aren't they?
Why, yeah.
I mean, this guy has no excuse now. If his kids don't get what they want for Christmas, he just hates his kids at this point.
Yeah.
Wow.
What luck.
That's amazing. We also learned that we sit too much. Sit.
Yeah, we're
too
full.
Much.
We're full of sit. Let's face it.
Nearly half of Americans sit far too many hours a day and don't get any exercise at all.
But sitting, you know, it's comfortable.
26% sit for more than 8 hours a day.
You can be productive while sitting too.
Right, but you're not getting any exercise.
Backhoe operator. He sits.
Being sedentary, that means you sit a lot, Tony. You don't move much.
Oh, okay. Just saying sedentary, it don't sound pleasant.
It increases the risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, and dying early.
Well, yeah, but if I stood up too fast and had a heart attack, then boom, then it's standing up's fault.
The United States Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, boy, I'm sure glad the government's there for us, says that any amount of physical activity, even 2 minutes worth, can add up to huge health benefits.
So,
I mean, I get up and walk around, but I do that to smoke. So, I mean, am I canceling it out?
Like, you're finding the TV.
Because
remote.
I'm trying to find a reason to not quit.
Mm-hmm.
So, without getting up to go smoke, I'm not getting any exercise. Therefore, dying early.
See, now, the scientists also say that thinking about exercise burns calories.
That's
so
true.
I think ambition and that right there should burn a half of something.
Yeah, I'm just going to think about walking right now.
See there?
Oh, boy. I am going for the burn.
Feel that? Now, think about doing work.
I'm going to be sore from this.
Yeah, take a break now. That's too much.
I'm going to stretch. I'm just going to think about it, though. Another fight with food in Florida. It's one of those things that, you know, you can talk about assault with food because most of the time it doesn't hurt, right?
No.
But this was Chinese food. So
you get whooped with a drumstick, a frozen one, you could do some damage.
It's Chinese food. You don't want to do that. I heard it's got its green belt. Investigators said Donna Lee Gramley, 65, became irate after the man she lives with purchased food for neighbors. Miss Donna Gramley, cops allege, threw Chinese food at the 64-year-old victim.
Wow.
As he was laying in bed.
Dang, whooped him with Chinese food while he was sleeping.
When cops got there, there was Chinese food remnants all over the place that could still be seen.
Wow. Well.
Man.
Well, she's already assaulted him.
Uh-huh.
Now she needs to go back and pepper him. he's been assaulted.
I mean, I get it. I mean, they live with each other, right? So obviously there's a relationship there.
Probably.
So I guess it started off sweet and then turned sour.
Oh, Jason.
Also this morning, we had a little picking and...
grinning.
Well, hello there.
Yeah, good day.
Hey, good day. I am picking.
And that would make me grinning.
All right, Tony, here's one for you.
All right, let's have you.
A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head.
All right.
The bartender says, "What's with the paper towel?"
Mm-hmm.
The pirate says, "Arr, I've got a bounty on me head."
Okay, Jason, story here.
Okay.
A lady was in labor with her first child when she suddenly began screaming out, "Shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, didn't, can't."
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, the doctor said to the husband, "Don't get too alarmed, sir. She's just having contractions."
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What kind of exercise do lazy people do?
Give up.
Diddly squats.
Jason, What did one eye say to the other eye?
What?
Between you and me, something smells.
Tony blessed us with another... story.
I'm glad you called it a blessing. Hey.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a military special forces group called the Sunflower Blossoms were on an undercover mission at the flea market trying to bust the black market pork rind trade. Everybody knew that oinky oinky pork rinds didn't pay their taxes, and they use sweatshop labor. Porky Pete, the owner of Oinky Oinky Pork Rinds, just arrived to the flea market.
"Okay, Sunflower Blossoms, there he is,"
said the commander of the Sunflower Blossoms.
"Remember not to use deadly force unless you feel threatened. If this is our last mission, remember you're great men. We're taking down Porky Pete on three. 1, 2, 3.
The Sunflower Blossom stormed into action as all 17 of them shot a taser into Porky Pete. Porky Pete shook and sizzled like a human piece of bacon as kids and little old ladies screamed in shock. A hush fell over the crowd as the commander of the Sunflower Blossom said, "Well done! Get it, y'all? Well done!" Yep, then after that, they lost government funding. The end.
A brand new word of the day for you today, too.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Portasnotty. The portasnotty is a small porta potty for your head that you can blow your nose into. The little red thing means it's occupied. Portasnotty.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
And the best country lyric that's never, ever, ever been written.
But should be.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Like a cowboy roping for the very first time. Like a cowboy. With his bullwhip, just like mine.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And, of course, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. If you lose your wallet and get it back, don't you fully expect the cash to be gone?
Yes,
I mean, that's just the price you pay for losing your wallet. Yeah, you're just glad your ID and your credit cards.
Just lucky to get it back.
But you never expect anything like this to happen. 20-year-old guy's name is Hunter Shamat. Mm-hmm. He flew to Las Vegas for a wedding this month and left his wallet on the plane.
Well, poor Hunter.
Had his license, his debit card, $60 in cash, signed paycheck. I mean,
everything he needed.
Yeah, and he just assumed, you know what, this is gone.
Good as gone.
Never getting this back. I've got to start making preparations.
Miles from home.
Well, a few days later, his wallet was delivered to his house by FedEx, along with a note from the guy who found it, and everything was still in there, plus an extra $40 in cash.
Dude, put more money
yeah.
in it?
The note said the guy found the wallet on the plane, wedged in a seat. So he rounded it up to $100 so Hunter could, quote, celebrate getting his wallet back.
Wow.
The letter was signed with the initials TB. And somehow Hunter was able to track down the guy online and thank him.
This is the man yeah. that you pray finds anything
right.
you lose.
Todd Brown was the guy's name. He told Yahoo News that he almost gave the wallet to a flight attendant, but wanted to make sure Hunter got it back, so he mailed it himself. And he said, always feels good to do the right thing. And he hopes it reminds people that it's really not that hard to be a good person.
Man.
It's really not.
Todd Hayes, he ain't just honest. He's giving on top of his honesty.
Man, what a good dude. Todd Brown, you are
real good.
All right, well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Please tell your friends and share the podcast around with everybody if you don't mind. And thanks for listening to
In Case You Missed It.